96.9 FM, live and local. KBOE live and local, that indeed is a feel-good story. Thanks to Hills and all the businesses and all the Habitat for Humanity volunteers for doing all the great work that they do. 727, 58 degrees, good morning.
KBOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
We are talking about Newman Regional Health and specifically new equipment in the cardiovascular lab, and we've got a full boat on the KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line here today. We have Executive Director of Strategy and Business Development, Stephen Bazan. We have Interventional Cardiologist, Dr. Michael Lloyd, plus Cath Lab Advanced Practice Practitioner, Adam Galindo, and Director of Imaging and Cardiovascular Lab, Jim Crump, with us here this morning.
I think we've laid that all out. Stephen Bazan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you all doing this morning?
Doing good. Well. Dr. Lloyd, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. Adam, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks.
All right, Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning to you guys.
Well, Stephen, let's go ahead and discuss and kind of get us started here by talking about, before we start discussing the improvements and the new technology that we had a chance to unveil here on our newscasts here earlier in the week, really the frame of mind here for the Newman Regional Health team at the cardiovascular lab with these new improvements that have been, planned for, I'm assuming, a number of years, then into the construction and installation phase, and now that they're actually being used here for the community.
Yeah, it's a connection to our community in maybe more ways than one. This is a project that has been fulfilled by the Denim and Diamonds, gala that we do, and that's a community-focused effort. And so, one, we want to start off by thanking the community by acknowledging that need, entering in that Denim and Diamond season with us and helping. We've raised not all the money to buy everything, but we've raised enough to really support the final outcome. And so we were able to install and complete the equipment last month. And it really is just another step towards being committed to continually improving. You know, each time technology like this becomes available, we set our sights on it, and the things that we have, like any industry, really, things become upgraded. And so, when those things become available, we target that, and we have a state of the art system in our cath lab that I'm looking forward to letting the guys talk about in here for sure.
Yeah, we'll get to that in just a second. I do want to touch, Lloyd, just a little bit on your community outreach. You did make a number of presentations in and around the Emporia area. How'd that all go?
That went very well. So while the cath lab was being old cath lab was being removed and a new cath lab was being installed, we went to several communities in Lyon County and gave a lecture on heart disease prevention. And we presented the American Heart Association's Life Essential 8, and that consists of a discussion on high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, exercise, smoking, sleep, weight control, and then eating a heart-healthy diet. And those were very well received. We had great turnout at all the events, and the questions were excellent. We had one event where the question session lasted as long as the lecture, maybe even longer. So
that's good.
That was very impressive by our community.
Nice. Well, Jim, let's go ahead and start talking here about, just in general terms, the services and procedures that Newman Regional Health can offer here. I guess maybe you could compare and contrast what had been in place as generally terms when it comes to services and procedures, and really how the new cardiovascular lab equipment coming on board recently really helps you guys out.
Yes, this is actually Dr. Lloyd. I'll answer that.
Sounds good.
And this is actually going to be kind of a two-part answer. One of them is going to be kind to laying the foundation of why we did this, and then the second part will be the specifics of the services and procedures we're providing.
Okay.
So the first part to kind of sets the stage of why we're doing this is 80% of rural counties do not have a cardiologist, and rural counties have a higher incidence of heart disease and higher cardiac mortality. So everyone should know that rural does not mean less or second best. It means work with an amplified purpose. We have no silos, so we're not highly subspecialized. We thrive on collaboration and that shared mission of what's best for the patient, and that's about delivering more where it's most needed right here at home. So geography does not dictate quality. So we're currently Newman Regional, bringing high-end cardiovascular care to Lyon County. So it's even in the middle of, quote, in the middle of nowhere, we're doing extraordinary things every day. So our new equipment, the second part of the answer now, is we have a Siemens Artist Q, which is kind of state-of-the-art equipment. And this new equipment is a significant upgrade. We had good, and we're just moving to better. So the first thing we have that is new is something called optical coherence tomography, which is a fancy say of way we're using infrared technology to look at the artery from the inside. And it makes it easier for us to detect the cholesterol, plaque, blood clots, and then the layers of the artery themselves. So that's a nice technical advance for us. We continue to have our intravascular ultrasound therapy, but it's been upgraded to allow us to use AI to estimate and accurately assess the diameter of the vessel, the length of the lesion itself, and how well our stent struts are opposed against the artery wall. And then another new technology, cutting edge, is coronary microvascular dysfunction. So basically, when we do the heart cath, we're injecting dye into the arteries that lie on the surface of the heart. But the microvascular dysfunction actually looks at the arteries that penetrate into the heart muscle and deliver blood to the muscle itself. So the four pillars that we assess for when we do that exam are coronary artery spasm, myocardial bridging, endothelial cell dysfunction, so the arteries that the cells that line the inside of the artery, how well are they working and responding to stressors, and then we'll assess coronary microvascular dysfunction. So those are the biggest new technologies that we have with that Siemens system today.
Outstanding.
Cutting-edge heart care right here at Newman Regional Health. Well, let's talk about more specifics here. What can this new technology do that you were unable to do before? What kind of an upgrade exactly is this? Who wants to take that?
I'll take it
okay,
again.
Okay, Doctor. Dr. Lloyd, okay.
Yep. So there's a lot of new, neat things. The detector that we have is a high dynamic range flat detector. So the thing that actually captures that radiation and creates the picture. And it reduces the noise in the system for greater spatial and contrast resolution. The other thing that is neat, we've already used already something called clear stent technology. So that basically, when we put that stent in, it looks like a spring on a ballpoint pen. And this will give us better verification of the stent position, show it to us very clearly, and that'll save us contrast and radiation for the patient. Something called Clarity IQ technology, which is what allows us to deliver that lower radiation dose. And what we've seen so far is our radiation doses are down by about 50 to 60% with better image quality. So that is an amazing feat. We have a ClearMax technology that helps us locate and better visualize the small arteries of the heart, cardiac devices, soft tissue, and bones. So we get greater edge resolution so we can see exactly what's what. There's no blurring anymore. So the no matter what angle of acquisition we're in or the size of the patient, we're getting much better pictures. Not that they weren't good before, but they're better. So this helps provide us with an unprecedented clarity and insight to the artery physiology, leading to better outcomes for our patients. Here at Newman, we have a patient-first mentality, so we want to improve care for the patient, improve survival, and improve quality of life.
Gotcha. Jim, I know Dr. Lloyd has talked a little bit about, you know, why this is important, but from your perspective, why is it important for a rural community, which is, you know, really we're an hour out, if not more, from larger hospitals? And I know our signal area covers about 35 to 40,000 people. So why is it important for folks in this kind of a setting to have this kind of equipment and this kind of care?
Well, I think the easiest thing to say is time. The time it takes to transfer someone 40, 60, 80 miles will have a negative effect on the likelihood of the heart being saved, heart muscle being saved. Our cardiologists can start an intervention and make changes and save heart muscle long before the patient would even arrive at that other location.
And is Jim Crump, Director of Imaging and the Cardiovascular Lab here joining us along with interventional cardiologist Dr. Michael Lloyd, also Adam Galindo with us, advanced practice practitioner, and Stephen Bazan, executive director of strategy and business development at Newman Regional Health. Adam, let's kind of bring you into the fold here, and I would assume this is an opportunity for Newman Regional Health to be able to take patients that you in the past may have had to send somewhere else.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, with this upgrade in the cardiovascular lab, you know, we are now providing more advanced procedures, you know, such as, like Dr. Lloyd was talking about earlier, with equipment, precise stent placement, more sophisticated diagnostic testing, you know, to validate the artery function within the heart. And kind of touching base again on what Jim said, you know, this allows Newman Regional Health and the cardiovascular team to deliver, you know, faster, more accurate care, giving patients in our community access to the same level of treatment that, you know, you would expect in a larger city hospital. And it's, you know, life-changing, especially for our rural patients. You know, it has to, you know, reduces the need to travel long distances for treatment, which has been a big barrier that we've encountered in the last 5 years. You know, we're ensuring faster access to life-saving procedures. You know, we're helping lower the risk of heart attack mortality right here within our community. We've been trending that for, you know, many years, and we've seen a significant decline in that cardiac mortality piece since we've had this cath lab here at Newman Regional Health. And it's about bringing, you know, high-quality care closer to home.
Well, great stuff here for Newman Regional Health. Again, with the cardiology, the cardiovascular lab getting upgraded. Separately, Stephen, we had a chance to talk a little bit about the activities over level 2 nursery with the big grant coming in there. And Stephen, really quickly, I wanted to touch base with you on a couple of different upcoming activities before we wrap things up. Because the way it appears right now, Laundry Love is back at it again, and you've got a couple of rather significant events coming up in October.
Thank you, Chuck. Yes, yeah, Laundry Love is a wonderful outreach that many community members really are into now. Of course, Newman Regional Health, our community care team leads that. United Way of the Flint Hills, the FHTC gives to that. Laundryland, APC, I'm just trying to list all of the people. And they give really just money to support our community care workers going there and welcoming people in. It's laundry, free laundry. It's held every third Thursday of the month at 9 a.m. till noon, and that is something we're proud of. Medicare Town Hall is coming up also. This is an annual thing that we do. This will be our fourth year, I think, to hold this. So we have more people coming from around our county and even outside our county. But that's a Medicare Town Hall is the time for us just to talk about the importance of Medicare and that the plan options as our community members approach 65. Wednesday, October 8th is that 5:30. The Wave of Light event is coming up October 15th. This will all be on our website, of course. But Wave of Light event is to honor families that have experienced baby loss. So we've done this many, many years, and I've been able to attend this, and it's wonderful to listen and to take in the stories from the parents that evening. So it's a good time of reflection. I also just want to touch one. Can I say one more thing on the cardiovascular topic, Chuck? Is that okay? Yeah, just about the patient experience. You know, you guys know, like when I started working at the hospital, how many things I learned. And after hearing the cardiology team talk, you know, they use big words, right? I mean, it's complicated stuff, and many things that we the equipment that we had serves in those emergent times. But you know, the patient experience is really where we're going towards offering. And so I think Adam talked a little bit about that, but just that experience for the patients to be able to utilize our the opportunity that we have here. Any patient can use this. They talk to their primary care provider. That's how you really get connected to our cath lab and the cath lab team. So Dr. Lloyd, Dr. Ferran is back in town, and we are ecstatic to be able to serve and take one more step towards our strategic plan with our cardiovascular system and team.
Yeah, great things happening in Newman Regional Health. Yeah. Dr. Lloyd, one more thing. How does Newman Regional Health's accreditation by the American College of Cardiology reflect the quality of your cath lab services? What does that mean?
Sure. So we initially received our cath lab with percutaneous coronary intervention certification from the American College of Cardiology in November of 2022. And then this year we're in the process of renewing that, and we'll go through that recertification process this November. The ACC accreditation is a hallmark of excellence in forming heart casts and interventional procedures, and our data is submitted to the National Cardiovascular Data Registry and the CAF PCI Registry for qualification, and then we're evaluated on outcomes data, but additionally, they evaluate the whole program, so they look at governance, pre-procedure protocols, procedural protocols, post-procedure protocols, clinical quality, and overall quality. I'll throw in one more thing here. There are approximately 20,000 cath labs in the United States, and slightly over 600 of them are accredited by the American College of Cardiology. So that's roughly around 30%. Wow. And last night when I went on and looked at the U.S. News and World Report, Newman remains the only hospital in Kansas and the only critical access hospital in country with the distinction of being the American College of Cardiology accreditation for cath lab with fixing heart vessels.
That speaks volumes, I think.
Says an awful lot. Well, guys, thank you very much for joining us here today, and continued success here as the new equipment comes online, gets utilized, and it helps to save lives here in and around Emporia.
Thanks for all you do. We appreciate it.
Yep, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Yeah, great to talk to quite a group there. Dr. Michael Lloyd, interventional cardiologist. Adam Galindo, advanced practice practitioner in the cath lab. Jim Crump, director of imaging in the cardiovascular lab, and Stephen Bazan, executive director of strategy and business development at Newman Regional Health, on our primetime newsmaker this morning. Chuck?
Okay, quickly, most of next week is full. Thursday, Friday, the 25th and 26th are open now, so call us to get either of those two dates. Monday, we'll have ESU director of bands Gary Zeke coming off of the music department gala benefit concert tomorrow night. The first jazz concert of the semester is coming up on the 24th.
Thanks, Chuck. KVOE live and local, plenty of sunshine, 59 degrees. It is 7:43. Stay tuned. We will take a look at the weekend weather next.
Get ready to tailgate with Black Creek Diesel and Automotive. Schedule your maintenance or service during the month of September and you'll be entered to win a brand new Traeger grill. Have them diagnose and fix that awful squeak or just hit the oil change.